You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills. Free agency chugging along for the team. Trust me, I would love to be talking to you all about DeAndre Hopkins and a recent trade for him coming to the Buffalo Bills, but not the case, at least at the time of this recording, and remains to be seen what happens with him, if anything, if he is going to move from the Arizona Cardinals. But I feel like so many of us have been on Hopkins watch, kind of on the edge of our seats for almost a week now at this point, but still remains to be seen what will happen. Recording this in the evening on Monday. So, hey, if anything breaks between now and the time that you hear this podcast, we'll get some new info to you, courtesy of everyone here at BuffaloRumblings.com. Now, a few things to talk to you about today. First, I will just get to you with some news before kind of our second topic, talking about the defensive line just a little bit for the Bills and some of those free agents that are there. But according to Adam Schefter today, free agent safety Taylor Rapp, the Rams' 2019 second-round pick who visited New England during free agency, is signing a one-year deal with the Buffalo Bills per source. Now, if you go to BuffaloRumblings.com, we've got the article there on the homepage. Our Matt Byam writes, Rapp brings a solid resume to the Buffalo Bills, having started 48 of 57 games since he entered the league in 2019. For his career, Rapp has 330 tackles, 8 tackles for loss, and 5 quarterback hits with 1.5 sacks. He also has 9 interceptions for 103 yards with 1 touchdown, 23 passes defended, 1 forced fumble, and 3 fumble recoveries. You know, as we take a look at this, you have to wonder to yourself, is someone like Rapp, who has plenty of starting experience, did you think a player of this caliber was going to sign for a multi-year deal? Is he certainly just a depth option for the Bills? Are we potentially looking at some different alignments when you think of Tremaine Edmonds and his time coming to a close in Buffalo as he signed that contract with the Chicago Bears? So Taylor Rapp, again, a former 2019 second-round pick, plenty of starting experience in the NFL, again, 48 starts. If you look at Pro Football Focus, certainly highly rated. I try not to do that too much because, you know, when PFF says something that you don't like, you disparage it. When it says something that backs your narrative, you're all on board. So I'm just going to leave this as be for right now and just share that with you and just say, like, hey, this is a positive for the Bills, some additional depth, and to have him on the roster, knowing that we do have Micah Hyde coming to the end of his contract at the end of this season. Of course, Jordan Poyer re-signing to have this depth. Taylor Rapp coming to the Bills, certainly a great thing there. Now, what I was expecting to talk to you about on the show today was more along the lines of the defensive line. And, you know, with many situations this time of year, I like to go to Twitter to kind of get some input from our readers, from our listeners, and from the fans of Buffalo Rumblings. I say that because sometimes I might have something in my head that I'm thinking makes sense moving forward. But along those same lines, like, hey, this is a type of situation that let me get some feedback from others to see what you might be thinking. And really, this tied into Shaq Lawson and Jordan Phillips, two guys that were active members of the club this past season. Phillips, of course, a defensive tackle. Shaq at defensive end, and two guys that played meaningful snaps for the Bills is right. They went 13-3 during the regular season, won a playoff game, and these are two guys that you've got that heavy rotation up along the defensive line, meaningful members of the club. But again, free agency, here we are a couple weeks in, no news on either one until today. And Field Yates put out, and I quote, the Bills had defensive lineman Jordan Phillips in for an official free agent visit. He returned to the Bills in 2022, and perhaps that run will continue again in 2023. Now, we all know that he had surgery in the offseason, right, for that torn rotator cuff that he tried to gut out and basically playing down the stretch on with one arm. I'm guessing he was in for a physical today, and hopefully if things go well there, or at least see enough progress from that surgery, that maybe we see Jordan Phillips back with the Buffalo Bills. No real updates yet as it relates to Shaq Lawson, but these are the two guys that I would like to see back in Buffalo, right? Having a positive influence on the team before leaving in free agency, both of them recognizing that they were the best versions of themselves when they were playing in Buffalo. So I put the question out to the fans and, you know, our weekly poll, which is brought to you by our friends at Homage. If you have not gone to homage.com yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. If you check the show notes, great information there. There's different deals that they have each week. I tell you guys, I'm not just saying it because they support the show. I love the products that they put together, what they're doing with their throwback Major League Baseball line, the whole Jackie Robinson kind of outfits that they have unveiled this past week. It's just something to see. So be sure to check the show notes, check my Twitter account. Great information there. And thanks to everybody from homage.com for supporting the show. Anyway, Shaq Lawson, Jordan Phillips, these were the four questions, right? Do you re-sign both? Do you let both walk? Do you just re-sign Shaq Lawson? Or do you just re-sign Jordan Phillips? And I think when you look at the responses, right, and 129 people weighed in on this. So that's a pretty good sample size, in my opinion. Just over 61% said you should re-sign both. And again, as I look at both of these guys, you're probably talking somewhere in the neighborhood of a vet minimum type contract, right? Think of what Shaq Lawson had last year. Probably somewhere in that $1.5 to $2 million type of range, maybe with a few different bonuses or incentives worked in there for each of these players. So over 61% saying re-sign both, which I completely agree with, but I think I needed some sort of justification to let me know there. 8.5% said let both walk, which I was a little surprised with when you think of the two positions. The Bills haven't done anything to address either one. You don't want to go into the draft having too glaring of a need, but hey, maybe they're looking to do something, get somebody younger in, somebody a little bit cheaper, see what happens there. So only 8.5% saying let both walk. 19.4% just re-signed Shaq Lawson, and almost 11% saying re-sign Jordan Phillips. So as I look at all of this piece, right, you think to yourself, you've got over 90% of Bills fans that weighed in wanting some sort of combination of Shaq Lawson and Jordan Phillips coming back to the team, less than 9% saying, I don't want either one of them, let them both walk. And the overwhelming majority, 61.2%, saying re-sign them both. So as I stand with this, seeing the tweet from Field Yates today kind of made me happy. Jordan Phillips, I mean, to be a rotational defensive line piece that can play on a relatively cheap contract in Buffalo is something I would like to see. A positive locker room guy, does a great job when he is healthy and on the field. But if you have that rotation, right, it kind of eases some of that burden of him having to play too many of the snaps. And I will be honest, Shaq Lawson is a guy I did not want to see leave Buffalo once his rookie contract was done. I thought it was a mistake to let him walk. That was not correct at that time, right? He signed that contract for 3 years, $30 million with the Dolphins, which did not work out for him to come back. I certainly do hope that this is someone that will re-sign with the Buffalo Bills. So at least right now, Jordan Phillips looks like he is in the mix, right? At least visiting the Bills. I imagine that's a, you know, kind of code for coming in to get a physical and see how things look. And hopefully we'll have some more news on him soon and hope to get some more news on Shaq Lawson, because I would love to see him back in Buffalo being a positive force, especially as we're still waiting on a timetable as it relates to Von Miller and his comeback from injury for the upcoming season. So as we go through, like I said, plenty of Bills news that is out there. Earlier today, they did announce officially the re-signing of David Questenberry, the swing tackle, coming back, giving them some depth there. So, you know, while things have quieted down, still plenty of moves to be made for the team, probably about 15 more spots they need to add to the roster before the draft, just to get, you know, close to that 90-man roster that they will have coming into training camp. So still plenty of moves. We will see what takes place. And like I said, the signing of Taylor Rapp today, no news yet on what that contract looks like. But as soon as it is out, make sure you visit BuffaloRumblings.com for the full analysis. So just an abbreviated podcast this week. You know, just like to come to you guys each and every week, let you know what's going on. I appreciate you tuning in. Big thanks to everybody at homage.com for the support of the show. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, not just wherever you get your podcasts, but on the YouTube channel as well. Appreciate you guys listening. And as always, go Bills.